and see if that works for me.
It's 9:20.
Hume.
Present.
Solar.
Here.
Sexton.
Here.
Cagle.
Here.
Carter. Baba. Cowart.
Present. Okay, we need approval of the agenda.
So moved, Sullard.
Second, Sexton.
Moved and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? No public input. Presentation from outside entities.
We need to do the minutes.
You missed number 3 on the minutes.
Oh, yeah, we need to do the minutes.
Which I'll move.
Second.
Okay, is any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, no presentation from outside entity. Any communication from the board? Okay, we're going to new business. Yeah.
Michelle, we missed MFT approvals on the agenda. Somehow it's not on there.
Yeah, are they A?
Are they A?
7A.
Yeah,
oh,
motor fuel
tax. Okay. So we need to do that, Lorraine, before we need the county and township motor fuel tax claims for May, June, and July for 2025.
I'll move approval.
I'll second.
Moved and second. Any discussion?
A lot of them there. Townships are doing all their work right now, so there's a lot of townships.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yep.
It's warm outside.
Yeah.
Think about it. If they put that peat gravel down, it ought to go in quickly.
Right?
Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, now we'll do the resolution for the Kuat's fees. We got the invoice, as we always do in July, for the Kuat's fees. A little bit higher than they have been in the past because the federal portion keeps shrinking that they're receiving. So we got to kind of pick up the slack, if you will. So the county's portion of the Kuat's fees is $48,162. And there's a resolution there for your approval.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moving second. Any discussion?
I just had a quick question, if I may.
Yes.
What's going to happen with the old vehicles?
Which old vehicles?
We're replacing a lot of the Kuat's vehicles, aren't we?
Oh, I don't know. No, Kuat's doesn't have any vehicles. RPC has vehicles.
Okay.
And Kuat's is part of RPC, but yeah. I don't have anything to do with RPC. So yes,
I just wondered if the old vehicles were, because they got all their new vehicles in, or a majority of them, didn't they, the last month or two? They've been waiting for them to come in, they came in.
I don't have any idea.
Okay.
Because I'm not a part of that. So
I talked to one of the people there, and they got somebody from Kuat's I talked to. They said they got a lot of their vehicles in.
Is it the
sure
buses?
The rural ones.
The C cards?
Oh, no, C cards. I'm sorry. C cards. Yeah, C cards. I'm sorry.
It's too many acronyms.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Wrong one.
I don't know. So last time C carts got new buses, the old ones sat out here for about 3 or 4 years, and we finally had to get them out of our lot because they're funded by the federal government.
Yeah.
So therefore, they can't sell them. So there's some kind of disposal that they have to do of these vehicles because they can't get revenue from them by getting rid of them. So I don't know what the process is there because that's not in this department, but I know they can't just like...
Oh, yeah, just give them away.
That's a silly rule.
It is a silly rule, but...
Sorry about the mix-up in my head.
It's okay.
It's still
that's
early in the morning.
Now, when we get new vehicles, we do sell our old ones, but that's because we're county money, not federal money. So, but yeah. All right, did we vote on that?
No, we haven't voted.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, item C, resolution for contract award authority for Compromise Township. This is a project we've been working on for over a year, trying to get it ready for bid. It's a cast in place, which means they'll pour the concrete on site for a concrete box. Just, you can see it there on the map, it's south of Gifford, right off of our County Road 32. We have a lot of bidders, and we gave the contractor the option to build it this fall if they have time in their schedule, or they could do it next spring. But in order to give them any kind of chance to get it done this fall, we need to get this thing awarded in a quick manner. So I'm asking for the award authority, as I've done in the past, to award this to the lowest responsible bidder once we have the bid letting. And we can, if they choose to do it this year, they can get out there and get it going, because it's just, oftentimes we have to wait for materials for building bridges because a lot of the stuff is cast off-site, but this is all done in place. So if some contractor has a nice little spot in their schedule, they'll do it. If not, it'll get pushed to the spring.
I move that we accept that.
Second.
We move and second. Any discussion?
For situations like this, do we ever do incentive type stuff of like, if they have it, that's one bid, and if they don't, they want to push it off till spring?
We didn't on this one, because I talked to like our typical bidding contractors, mm-hmm. and they all pretty much said that they didn't have time this fall. But then we got two or three that don't usually bid that came in on this one, because it's not your typical bridge project.
Sure.
So we may get somebody, but I didn't want to, for us, the bridge is, it's not going to fall down,
right?
You know, and for us, it's, we want to get the best price.
Sure.
And I don't want to pay somebody to do it in the fall, and then maybe they get out there and they don't get it done. And then we had that mess a few years ago where it goes all the way through the winter and the road's closed. So we put a completion date of December 1st if they start it this fall.
Okay.
Otherwise, they have to wait until May 1st of next year to start it. So we're trying to take those winter months out of the equation, so that once they get there, they'll get the job done.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
And the last one is a petition request and resolution approving appropriation of funds from the County Bridge Fund for a project in Urbana Township. You can see there on the map, this is on Cottonwood, just north of Anthony Drive, north of I-74. It's a three-span concrete precast deck that, when they built it, which wasn't very long ago, unfortunately, they did it in stages, which I've never been a fan of. And they put these decks on, and when you do a project like that, you got to have the entire deck and it's all tied together so it becomes one system. Well, they put like 60% of the deck on because they tore off that side, and then they let traffic on it while they're doing the other side. And I think that's what caused the demise of the bridge before the darn bridge was even open, because they had vehicles going across these bridge beams that weren't secured appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
So they started cracking early in their life, and now they're getting to the point where there's a lot of rusting going on the bottom side of them, and once that happens, it's done, basically. So we will not be doing that this time. We'll be closing the bridge and doing it all in one shot. But I would ask for your approval of that petition resolution.
I'll move. Sorry.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Quick thing, I'm sorry to keep asking. Now, is it Cottonwood or is it 1800? Is it 1800? Sorry, I don't have my glasses on. Will they remove the span over the interstate?
It was 2000.
Oh, it's 2000. It's two more down. Okay.
Yep.
Trying to remember what that was on that.
Okay, and that's still fine. In limbo, as far as I know.
I was going to ask you that before we left.
Yeah.
Yep.
They had that $400 million NOFO where they put out request for projects, the state did, for local projects. They didn't know what they were asking for, because they got 1,950 projects submitted that are worth $5.5 billion. And that's one of them. I don't know that it's you know, we're talking less than 10% of those projects are going to get funded. I don't know if that'll be one that gets funded or not, but we put it in. And it's obviously still sitting out there with the piers in the air with nothing happening.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
I know, you got to try, right? We put in like 20 projects. I didn't know everybody else was going to put in 20 projects, but apparently they did. So we'll see what becomes of that. Hopefully we'll get some answers to that here real soon.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
One opposed.
That's all I have for the agenda.
Any other business that we need to consider? Seeing none, it's no report from the presiding officer. Designated thing to go on the consent agenda would be 5A, B, C, and D. So since there's nothing else to be considered, I consider us adjourned.
Thank you.
There we are.